Well, all I can say is it's a year and a half or so after, maybe even a little longer than that, than the outbreak of the pandemic in our area. And what's nice about this time of year and what we're doing now is that, guess what? We are slowly climbing our way back to normal. As you can tell by the number of interviews we do on the number of different events that we have not been able to do up until recently. And one of those events now we're going to talk about is the Tour de Force biking event. So that is October 9th, the Tour de Force biking event in Norfolk. And with us, we have a couple of folks that are involved in the board and the setup of that. First of all, Reverend Eric Olson. Reverend Olson, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing, Marshall. It's great to be with you always.
So let's talk a little bit about this. It's first about its origins. How did this idea first come up and when it was bandied about?
Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Marshall. Bob Gilchrist here. We appreciate you having us on. The idea came actually through one of our committee members. There was something that takes place up in Saratoga. And it's called Tour to Farm, and it is a bike event that goes from farm to farm. And we thought this would be a great idea to promote not only the rails, the trails, but to promote our town as well. Norfolk has so much to offer, and we thought this was a great opportunity to have an event that would not only support our cause as Rails the Trails, but also support other causes in town as well. So back in 2018, we threw the idea out and approached the Great Mountain Forest and the Norfolk Curling Club as possible supporters of our event. And both definitely jumped on board. The event actually ends at the Norfolk Curling Club, and a good majority of the ride goes through the Great Mountain Forest, but it does go into town as well. So we thought this was a great opportunity to raise funds, as we are a town organization, but we do operate as a nonprofit, where all our funds come from donations, volunteers, and grants and such. So we thought this was a great idea to expand our mission, but also do some good for the town as well. So back in 2018, we put this event together. Unfortunately, it was at the end of October, and unfortunately, we had a nor'easter come through, sort of put the kibosh on that event. But, we didn't give up. And in 2019, we actually had a great day, and we did it earlier in October with the foliage and everything. And it was a beautiful day. We had 40-plus riders. It was a great success. And obviously with the pandemic in 2020, we had to cancel. But we're definitely going to try to do it this year. And, the way things are going, things are loosening up. And this is an outdoor event, so we felt very comfortable in holding it. And we're looking forward to another successful event this year.
What's interesting about what you're talking about, all these towns around here, Norfolk, Sharon, all have trails, all have hiking trails. There's all bike paths and everything. And it's amazing how these trails, bike paths and everything, and what you're doing, what it brings to the town in tourism and awareness is amazing from people who probably never would have come to these towns.
Yeah, you really, when you spoke of it in the intro, Marshall, this is Eric, I think you nailed it with regard to the end of, the end of summer and people really itching to get back to normal, and Bob also referenced this. This is a great opportunity to be outside and explore some of those trails. I mean, it's... people have been aching for a long time to be able to get outside, and an event like this gives you not only an opportunity to be out on your bike, and mountain bikes and hybrid bikes are the recommended bikes, obviously, because there's some trail riding, but you get to ride through town. You get to support the cause, which is developing our rail trail. So, you know, as you mentioned, other towns have these rail trails, and our overall goal is eventually to collaborate with them to have a really sustained, maintained, connected system so that you can get on a trail in one town and ride through several other towns to strengthen not just Norfolk, but the whole northwest corner and beyond.
Yeah, it's an idea whose time obviously has arrived. And, you know, we were involved in our first live broadcast in over a year and a half last weekend in Millerton, New York. We weren't sure how it would go, but lots of people turned up. Lots mm-hmm. of people had masks on. Lots of people didn't have masks on. Everybody stayed socially distanced. Families stayed with families. And the event was a huge success. And I think by bringing back this this event, we're talking about the Tour de Forest in Norfolk, which is coming up on October 9th, which is Saturday, is another way to do that. And let's talk a little bit about the event itself. It's a 13-mile route. Let's talk about the route itself and how good of a biker you have to be and things like that.
Well, it's about 13 miles. It's open to everybody. It's a family event. It's not a race.
Okay.
You can go at your own pace. It does have a few strenuous areas. Basically, it starts at the Curling Club, goes down Golf Drive, and heads to Mountain Road. And then from there, you take a left, and you kind of go up. It's a slow, long hill up Mountain Road up to basically the Great Mountain Forest headquarters. And then at the West Gate, you enter Great Mountain Forest, and you'll be on an unimproved road, so to speak. So, as Eric was mentioning, hybrids or mountain bikes are probably best because there are some rocky things. And then you exit the East Gate, and it takes you into town. And basically, the route goes through the center of town, which you wanted to highlight. Basically everything in town, and then ends up back at the Curling Club.
Now, you've got info stops on this as well. If people aren't just out there alone. You've got, from what I see from your press release, 8 different stops along the route that have facts about the forest?
That's exactly right. We're looking to, at these stops, we picked stops along the way that highlight certain parts of our town, whether it's a natural feature, or some historical fact about town, or just something current about town that's going on right now. People, you don't have to stop, but if you do, we're happy. We're there to sort of share our knowledge and excitement about our town. So it's not just a ride. It's sort of a way to get to know the town as well. So everybody feels sort of like one big family, so to speak. So, we're pretty excited about that. And some of the stops will have water and, we'll have emergency services out and stuff if people need, any help along the way.
We are speaking with Reverend Eric Olson and also Bob Gilchrist, and we're talking about the Tour de Forest biking event in Norfolk on Saturday the 9th. Bob, I think I cut you off. You want to go on there?
No, that's fine. Yeah, so anyway, it's 13 miles. It's slow-paced, at your own pace. We will be having, there is opportunities. One of our supporters, Berkshire Bike and Board out of Great Barrington and Pittsfield, will have opportunities if you want to rent an e-bike. And for some folks who may not want to work the hills as such, e-bikes are definitely a way to go, and I would recommend that. But like I said, this is a family event, and it's open to anybody. We do recommend that this is the first time you get on a bike. Having some bike knowledge is, I think, is pretty important on the ride. But, you don't have to be an avid biker that does 50 miles a week. But, it's at your own pace.
It's once again that registration for this event on October 9th begins, I do believe, at about 8:30. The ride starts at 10 o'clock on the 9th. Now, people can register online. Now, if you're listening to this interview is posted at robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Interviews, and then click on the interview about the Tour de Force biking event October 9th. And there we have direct links to register and to get more information. So you look at this event now. Tickets $40 each for adults, $20 for teens. But children, of course, 12 and under are free when they're accompanied by adults. So you really want to open this up to, like you just said, it's even though you might not be a professional bike rider, it's open up to anybody really who likes to ride a bike, and especially families.
It's a great recreational opportunity to be out. And I mean, as Bob mentioned, some parts of the course are relatively intense and technical, but you can walk through those portions. There, as he said, there are lots of places to stop, and you go through the village of Norfolk. So you have the opportunity to stop and, you know, patronize some of our local shops and get a sense for the rich history in the town. And one of the things that we haven't talked very much about, and one of the reasons I frankly got involved with this particular group, is the railroad and the history of the railroad. One of the aspects of the work that we do, or one of the focal points of our work, is making accessible, beautiful trails, but also doing that in a way that honors the history of the railroad, so that that's not forgotten. And certainly that's something that we want to impart to children and families as well.
And that's what the Norfolk Rails to Trails Committee does while setting this up. It's also public education.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Spot on.
You know, it's funny, when all these rail trails started years and years and years ago, people wondered, all you have to do is go to Millerton, New York on a weekday or a weekend, actually, and sit in the middle of town and watch how many people from all over use these rail trails. And I think they have become a big economic boom to our area. And I give you guys a lot of credit for setting this up, because Norfolk is such a unique town and such a unique location. And people have always identified Norfolk with being an outdoors type of town where you can do a lot of different things outdoors. But also, I think what people in Norfolk have done have made Norfolk so accessible. I really think between what you're doing here with this and what they do with the weekend in Norfolk, you've really made Norfolk a true tourist destination.
Well, that's great to hear. I certainly hope so.
Yeah, that was that's kind of our goal. The other aspect of it too is we felt it was really important to have opportunities for everybody to use the trails. And you know, Norfolk is pretty hilly, and some of the trails aren't accessible to everyone. And we felt because of the railroad, you know, the logistics of a railroad basically being flat, we thought this was a great opportunity to get people who you know, are excessively challenged out into see the best parts of Norfolk as well, easily. And that was that's our mission, is basically to make a multiple use handicap accessible trail for everybody utilizing the rail bed.
Well, once again, if you folks want to get back out and start or leading the life you used to lead before, once again, the historic Norfolk Rails to Trails and their Connecticut Tour de Force bike ride is being held once again in Norfolk on Saturday, October the 9th. And registration starts at 8:30 in the morning. The riding at 10 o'clock. But people can also register in advance, right, on the different links that I have.
Yeah,
that's correct.
I think I would, one thing I would lift up is the Facebook page, the Norfolk Rails to Trails Facebook page. If you have folks who are frequent Facebook users, it's very easy to find. It's just, as I said, Norfolk Rails to Trails. And you can click very easily on a link there, and that'll get you to the event, and then you can register right online.
Well, once again, I want to thank you, Eric and Bob, for joining us. And we hope for great weather, which I'm positive we'll have on that day because we've been through our share of bad weather, with the, once again, Tour de Force biking event in Norfolk, Saturday, October 9th. Best of luck with the event, guys.
Thank you very much, Marshall. Appreciate you having us.
Thanks so much, Marshall. Appreciate it.